Hello and welcome to this week's Comic Roast. I'm your host, Scott. You can find me on Twitter at XorcinX, and I'm here with Mike. You can find on Twitter at Review and Roast. You can find our Facebook at facebook.com/reviewandroast and our Instagram at instagram.com/reviewandroast. We have a few others. Just hashtag search us. You'll find us wherever we may lie. Giggity. So today we're going to talk to you about The Hunt for Wolverine, number one. This leads into actually four separate Hunt for Wolverine books.
Series.
They're all going to be short, but this is the number one that ties them all together and kicks them all off, basically.
Correct.
And
I don't know the actual length, if they're all going to be short series.
They're going to do this one, then they're going to do short series, then they're going to have one final.
Right, but how many short series is this?
I was just joking, but you made it sound like I was right, so that's
me. I don't know. It sounded like you knew stuff, but it sounds like you don't.
I don't know, Dick.
Circles the globe in search of a listener. Can you hear me now?
So, yeah, basically, as of right now, I believe three are out. It'll be Weapon Lost, The Adamantium Agenda, The Claws of a Killer, and then fourth, which is coming out by probably by the time we drop this, will be Mystery and Mandrapore.
So blibbity blubbity blubbity.
Those are the four titles. We're going to do all four of them eventually. We have the first two in our hands, and we'll have the second two in our hands
shortly.
So, yep.
Jinx by me.
So, and leading into this, we're going to just say right away also that we're going to be honest, we have no fucking idea what's going on.
Yeah, I'm going under the assumption that this is all stemming from the death of Wolverine from what I believe was 2016.
Correct.
I have them. I'm an idiot and I just haven't read them yet because I just got so much on my reading list.
Yep.
But that doesn't matter. We're going in blind, like a lot of people probably will be. So,
yeah, the only thing I'm currently Marvel reading is the all-new Wolverine, which actually might help me out here a little bit, but not really because she's doing her own shtick right now. She'll probably jump into this shortly. She's been running around with old man Logan and stuff. And then I've read some Black Panther and obviously Star Wars, which has nothing to do with anything. So
why'd you bring them up?
Just those are the titles that I'm currently into, so we're using this as kind of our like reintroduction to, let's say, the current what's happening in Marvel.
X-Men.
Because this is basically and obviously after reading the first one, this is going to pull a lot of characters into this Hunt for Wolverine, as the title implies.
Right.
So everybody's getting together. There's going to be some off-book missions and everyone's working together, but independently. So it's kind of interesting, I think. Take it away as soon as you're done.
All right. So basically,
You want me to read the intro?
No.
No? Are you sure?
No, I'm fine with it. You can stop talking.
You sure?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Wolverine died.
He did.
Entombed in molten adamantium.
That he did.
Then the X-Men took his metal-cased body and hid it away, keeping its location secret. But nothing stays buried. It was only a matter of time. That's the intro.
Amen.
Right. So
that's exactly pretty much where I was going.
So but you're done?
Yeah, I've got nothing now. Six. Yeah. So basically that's where it was. And like I said, I'm assuming that that's where the death of Wolverine ended. I'm probably wrong. I don't know. I'm an idiot, so don't listen to me. So going in blind, basically it goes back to some of the X-Men and or Reed Richards was there, kind of just flashbacking to people coming to. They basically took Wolverine's statue and put it in his old cabin up in Canada,
right, yeah, somewhere
where people can just come and kind of memorialize, kind of like a burial site. And opens up right away. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but the Reavers come to, then they basically are on their last leg here. You know, they failed their last few missions. They have no money, no job prospects. They're falling apart. They need repairs.
Right.
So they figure, we're going to steal fucking Wolverine. And, you know,
I mean, the theory's super sound. I mean, honestly.
I mean, well, like,
pretty valuable dude.
Like they talk about in the book, you know.
Yeah.
Some criminal mastermind might just want the fucking statue It's you know, as yeah, a somebody show might piece, pay
huge bucks just to not do nothing with it.
Right, but there's also mm-hmm. the studying of the DNA and getting the regenerative properties going again, and figuring all that shit out for yourself. Yep. So it's a valid topic here mm-hmm. for them to go and steal. And they're like, oh my god, he's out in the middle of nowhere. How stupid can everyone be? Well, of course there's going to be security, and you got Colossus and Storm and Johnny Five.
Yep,
all show up. Who else shows up?
Johnny Five did show up. Whooping ass. Kitty was there and Nightcrawler.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nightcrawler was kind of neat to see, but he didn't really do much. But
no, not really.
Kitty has a bigger part in this one, who I didn't know of until this book. So, mm-hmm. Basically, the Reavers. Now, do we think this is the same Reavers that Yondu is a part of? Because they're basically just space criminals. But they mentioned that these guys used to be
technically
human.
Those guys are Ravagers.
Right. What were these guys? Reavers? Yep. Ravagers. Okay, so Reavers, it is two different things.
Reavers are from, Firefly.
Yeah, I was... Ooh, you're right. Yep. You're right. I was just a little... Yep. All right, I had them a little backwards. All right, never mind. We're not talking about Yondu.
Moving on.
So, basically, that's just the basics of it. They come down, they go, fucking, we're going to steal a Wolverine. And, there's some of the X-Men show up, a battle ensues. I don't want to go too... do we want to talk about what happened while they were trying to open up the statue more?
Yeah, I mean, realistically, yeah, because that's basically the point of what's going to stem all of this the stories. Stuff off. Yeah. This book is obviously, it's the kickoff, so it's the root of the tree here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, continue.
Okay. Well, then, so basically what they're going to do is one of the Reavers can...
phase metal or something was basically the deal.
Down at the molecular level can make adjustments more or less. So she's like, mm-hmm. yeah, I can get him out of this thing. So give me a minute.
Right.
Because they were going to just take the statue, obviously. But then the X-Men showed up. So it's like, okay, now we ain't got time to try and lug this thing out of here. Just try and get some DNA and we'll fucking split.
Yep.
So he's like, I can do it, but I need time. Fight ensues. They finally...
The X-Men are obviously winning.
Yes, they're finally overpowered. And then X-Men rounds up all the Reavers. One of them gets away, the one who was up in the ship.
Was the ship.
Yeah, she kind of was the ship. Yeah, I forget her name. But and so she gets away. The rest get captured. The Canadian Avengers, whatever the fuck they're called.
Alpha Flight
come down, mm-hmm. take custody of the Reavers. They all shake hands and go, oh, shit, now what? Because they go into the cabin, the statue is split wide open, and there is no body.
Correct.
So now everyone's like, oh, Jesus, where's Logan?
Hence, then we have another flashback, and they sort of give the scoop.
Well, I wasn't going to get into that part. This way they still have to fucking read it.
Right.
But there is a reason that he's not in the statue. And it may or may not have to do with the Reavers. It may or may not have to do with anything. I guess you're just going to have to read it and find out. But basically, his body is missing. And
correct.
This sparks Kitty to... Well, you get a little bit
right,
of
and
a,
this book is actually a two-part story. So right now, you're jumping... The first half is Secret and Lives, and the second half is Hunter's Pride. So the second half is where you have Kitty... Right? Is that where you're getting at?
I was going to, but I was about to back up to the very end where it's like, now... Right, and they show the Wolverine doing stuff.
Yeah, so they actually show him doing
which
stuff.
Which looks super young.
He looks super, angry and young.
Yes.
It's super weird, but basically they do show him, now whether it's him or an actual clone or who knows what at this point. Because they're very, obviously they're not telling you what's up because this is the book that's going to start off the whole let's figure out what's up. Basically, so
yeah, they don't tell you who he's fighting when he's fighting, and they don't tell you who he's there with.
Right,
I believe somebody was talking to him,
and they don't even tell you what he is. They don't actually say,
and they actually don't say who's narrating the story either.
Negative.
Some points you assume it's him, but then
right. They
refer to him as Wolverine, so it's like, oh, maybe it's not. You know,
so yeah, it was. The book's actually good. I actually really want to read it again.
There's a lot going on.
Especially, I'm sort of thumbing through it right now, and I'm like, oh yeah, and I honestly. Actually read it 1.5 times already. I started it and then picked it up again. So,
Well, like you were saying, it is a two-part issue. So
correct.
getting into the second part is basically Kitty going around and putting together these teams and, you know, warning people like, hey, this shit's going down.
Yeah, and I want to reiterate the fact that, you know, having said that, we're going into this blind. Whatever we rate this book, in my opinion, you can pick this thing up if you don't know what the hell is going on, because that's almost
they give you enough
exactly where we're at in our lives right now with Marvel Comics, that the current hang on.
Well, fuck. I'm dying. Not because it's weird because I read the current like Rocket stuff and the Groot stuff and the Thor stuff.
Right,
I don't read really, I don't read any of the current X-Men stuff.
My only current thing Iron is Man. The all-new Wolverine, and she gets a lot of cameos from everybody else in town.
Right, but here's the thing. If she's running around in that book with Old Man Logan, she can't be in this in the same capacity.
No, yeah, she can. They're going to be conscribing everybody, if I had to guess.
We'll see.
At some point in time. I mean, she's going to be the perfect candidate, because if it really is him, she's legit, like... daughter.
And here's the thing too, like, and this is what I was thinking the entire time, like, there's three little syllables and you can find them like that. It's called fucking Cerebro. Fuck, get Xavier into fucking stupid golf dome.
Yeah, but I thought in like
put
real
the
life
thing on his head he can find any mutant.
Yeah, we'll see.
No, the only one that was hard to find was Magneto, because he had the fucking helmet that he helped him design. I mean, he can literally be like, oh shit, Rogue's missing. Yep, she's at the train station. I feel like, why wouldn't...
Well, I'm going to be honest. We don't even know what's going on with that right now. Well, they don't know what's going on with anything, so...
You don't see a lot of characters, but they do talk about, like, hey, I've talked to this guy, I've talked to this guy, we're going to go talk to this guy. You never do hear them mention Xavier, so maybe he's not around.
Right.
But there is young Jean Grey.
Yeah, so she's not like a finding mutants type
person. She's more of a... Well, she's probably not as powerful.
Yeah, and I don't know the deal with the young Jean yet, so...
Well, she's a psychic of sorts. See what happens. But we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there's a lot of unanswered questions, but they do give you more than enough to just pick this up. And then if you wanted to go into these four short stories along with it,
right?
I think you clearly could. Or you could probably just pick one of them if you wanted to, but there might be some of the, hey, for this answer, reference
they're
this
all
book.
Gonna cross over, because as of right now, and I already read the first two, the Lost Weapon or Weapon Lost and the Adamantium Agenda number one both. And that's
number one bullshit.
That's exactly what they're going to do, is they're going to be bringing them out. And so basically in this book that we're discussing right now, the Hunt for Wolverine number one, long story short, is Stark gets notified, and then and also the Daredevil. So, and I'm only bringing that up because the Weapon Lost is basically what it seems like to me is this is going to be like Daredevil's investigation. And as of right now, the Adamantium Agenda seems to be Stark's investigation. Now, I don't know exactly what the next ones are going to be, but Claws of a Killer sounds like maybe the other clawed-type mutants. And Mystery and Mandrapor might be what the General X-Men are going to be doing. That's just my thoughts on the matter. I don't really
General
know.
X-Men?
Yeah. So, but because when you start the next two... Kitty sort of is not in the mix anymore, and Tony gets his own team going. Daredevil's making his own team. Who knows what's going on in the Claws of a Killer? And then Mystery and Mandrapor, I would think, is going to be the X-Men's deal. So
very well, could
that's
be,
where yeah. I'm at. That's my thoughts. We'll see what happens, because these are all coming out. And it seems to be, with the four titles, it seems like we're going to be getting them weekly. So
ooh.
We're going to do – yeah, that's basically –
oh, like one a week?
Yeah, like – so number two of Weapon Lost will come out right after the fourth number one comes out.
Oh.
And then it's that's what the dates look like they line up. So we're going to do, obviously, all the number ones, and then we'll just do...
This just might be the comic roast for the next 2 months.
It could easily be. I mean...
4 months.
I there should be enough going on, and hopefully it's interesting enough to keep us going.
That'd be pretty neat. I think I might be into that, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I'm going to have them all in my box, so...
Well, make sure you bring them over and we'll do them.
Yep.
Yeah, that sounds like a fun idea.
Yeah, that's kind of what we wanted to do with the DC Rebirth, but that thing just got too big and out of control. It was impossible
to keep
up.
Too big, too fast.
Yeah, they really flooded the market, I guess.
Ridiculously. And no one was going to keep up on all that shit.
Yeah, it's impossible.
Well, it's impossible with full-time jobs and other shit going on.
Well, yeah, I mean, even if we were doing this full-time, I mean, you'd be reading I have so many books. So anyways, back to The Hunt for Wolverine. I think that's enough to really discuss, to be honest. I don't really think that any more detail, and you're going to give, well, I mean, some stuff away that you might not, you might want to just save for yourself. We already dropped the names that are going to be part of the titles, the other titles that are coming up. So I think that's it. I also think that as far as numbering it goes, don't take it personally because mine's not going to be huge, but it's also not going to be terrible either. So it's just, and again, take this from me who is, again, kind of jumping into this semi-blind. My current Marvel repertoire is not very large. So I'm actually hoping that this series is going to kind of reintroduce me to all the characters and what they're doing nowadays. Because it seems like the perfect, like, all-hands-on-deck situation where you're going to get a little bit of, like, oh, that's right, Nightcrawler's a thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, because he's not showing up in some of these other books, you know, and what have you. So I'm kind of hoping they sort of steer clear of, like, mainstream Avengers, with the exception of Stark, obviously, who's already in it.
Maybe not.
But,
well, because I saw Spider-Man on the screen, too.
Right, and the Adamantium agenda is basically Spider-Man, Cage, and Jessica Jones.
See that, so I like.
That's super interesting, and...
Yeah, that's a weird setup.
When you read this one,
all in you're going to know city, what's though, up now.
Well. Yeah, so, yeah, they're obviously all New York, so it's interesting that Daredevil has nothing to do with any of these guys, but he's kind of running his own thing, which is also, like I said, I read Weapon Lost already, and I think the
it's gonna
next
be him and Iron Fist,
dude. Actually, I will give a spoiler. Misty Knight is in it.
Oh,
from the Cage series. Remember, I was telling you before, she's got like a way bigger role in like Heroes for Hire and whatnot. She actually, basically, Daredevil's putting together a detective team, which I'm kind of into.
So Batman's showing up.
Batman would probably get his ass whipped.
Wow.
Suck it.
Send the hate mail to Twitter at Review.
Well. Bail Batman would get his ass whipped. Batfleck would be fine. They'd be like,
you now you're really going to get on into email.
It. Come on into join the team there, Batfleck. So anyways, and I'm not lying. I think that Weapon Lost and The Agenda are better than this one.
Oh, that's neat.
But I think that this one's a good jumper offer.
Jumper offer?
Yep. Jumping off point.
There you go. That's so, better.
Anyways, that's all I got. Let's do it.
No, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I personally think you're going to like these two. A lot.
I don't think I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Let's see. I mean, I personally tend to lean towards more of the adulter, darker type of stuff. This is, you know, obviously geared for teens. Mm-hmm. So some of the dialogue seemed a little on the cheese side. Not tons, but I mean, I'm going to go ahead and say that I'll go 7.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Well, I was thinking 6-5, but it actually, you know, plus with the addition of the second part with Stark and like
the detective Daredevil. Artwork is really good. It's a double, basically a double issue, really. It's got two stories that lead into, I think it does a good job sort of baseline and everything. So if you're out of the mix, don't be afraid to pick this up and read it. Yeah, you're going to be like, obviously, I'm lost on a couple of things, but it pops right into place, and I think that once we get through these first four books and we start getting into issue number 2 and whatnot, I think that we'll be having a conversation like we know everything. So
yeah,
you know what I mean.
They're really pretty good about like.
I feel like we'll know what's going on with current events.
Yeah,
after a few more, because honestly, just in these two books, there's a couple things where you're gonna be like, whoa, that's a thing. You know what I mean? Like,
so Batman is showing up.
Shit. Yeah, right. No, yeah.
He's on loan?
He might as well.
I'm just saying, you're putting together a detective team. You kind of want to have the best detective on the
planet. Just saying.
That's all he is. He's just a detective.
Anyways. X-Force.
Yeah, right. All right, so there you have it. That is the one shot leading into all of the four different Hunt for Wolverine books. We're going to try and keep on top of all of them for the next couple of months.
I think it's going to be easy because we only have the two of us to keep in check. So
this is true. Plus, we're also, you know, we're still going to do the movies. We got a couple of board game stuff coming up. We might be taking a
solo.
Small little break for Memorial Day, but we'll see how my timing works out because I'll be gone for the week.
Are you leaving early? Are you going to be able to put Solo out Friday morning?
I can.
Which will be the Friday right after somebody.
Are we
going to
record? Well, we can talk about this off the air.
So. People want to hear.
People want to hear.
Want to hear what's
well, then yes, it will be out.
Right, Friday morning.
We're 25th. Seeing it Thursday. It'll be out. Yes, the 25th yep. that morning. Maybe I'll put it out.
So if you listen early. To this Monday, the
there's no if everybody listens to this right away because yep. I'm fucking the best host in the history of podcasts.
Shit's hot.
That's gross.
So I'll drop it. That's gross.